First, in a state where drinking is embedded in the culture and most people wouldn't consider watching a Packers game without a beer, a group of Republican lawmakers are proposing a handful of bills to strengthen Wisconsin's drunk driving laws. Corrine Hess reports that this could mean Wisconsin might finally criminalize first-time OWIs.
Jennifer Kilburn is walking on a treadmill in her Kenosha home. Today, that's an accomplishment. In the past, there were only two things that could keep the 41-year-old from being outside: her 12-hour nursing shift or the pouring rain. But on August 9th, everything changed.
I was T-boned by a drunk driver. I don't remember the accident at all.
Jennifer was taken by Flight for Life to Milwaukee.
My pelvis was broken into over 20-some-odd pieces. Basically, my thigh bone had gone right through my pelvis, and it pushed my intestines right through my diaphragm and into my left lung cavity.
The accident was on a Thursday. Jennifer was unconscious until Saturday.
Luckily, I had family and friends around me that were telling me where I was at and what had happened, over and over again until it finally sunk in that I had been on my way to work and I had been hit by a drunk driver. And the surprising thing about it was that the guy who hit me had been pulled over 2 hours prior for drunk driving.
26-year-old Jesse Liddell had been arrested at 2:20 a.m. for drunk driving in Pleasant Prairie. Wisconsin is the only state that does not criminalize drunk driving on the first offense. It is treated as a traffic violation. State law allowed Liddell to be released to his mother. She promised not to let him drive. But he did, and smashed into Jennifer's silver Honda at 4:50 a.m. A handful of bills in the state legislature would stiffen the penalties for drinking and driving. One would criminalize a first operating while intoxicated offense as a misdemeanor. If passed, it would increase the penalty to a $500 fine, 30 days in jail, or both. State Representative Jim Ott introduced the drunk driving bills.
There's too much drunk driving in Wisconsin. Too many people are injured. Too many people are killed. Too many wrong-way drivers. Too many people being smashed into.
Wisconsin lawmakers also want offenders to stay in jail until they are sober and to appear in court if they receive an OWI citation. If a person kills someone drinking and driving, Ott wants them to serve a 5-year prison sentence. If they've been convicted 5 or 6 times for an OWI, he wants the fine to be $25,000, up to 10 years in prison, or both. Detractors argue the state's court system can't handle the influx.
As far as flooding the court system, you know what? I don't care if it floods the court system. If somebody commits a crime, they ought to go before the judge.
Neighboring states have stricter laws. In Minnesota, a first offense is punishable by 90 days in jail and a $1,000 fine. In Illinois, the fine is $2,500 and up to 1 year in jail. But not everyone agrees harsher penalties are the right answer for Wisconsin. Jim Hazley has taught a class for first-time OWI offenders at Waukesha County Technical College for 45 years. Hazley believes educating people about Wisconsin's laws and potential consequences is more effective.
If we had to have one-third more people go through of our circuit courts, we'd have even a bigger backlog.
The state's powerful Tavern League hasn't opposed Ott's bills, but league lobbyist Scott Stanger says the group doesn't think they will pass.
There's been a combination of programs and laws that seem to be most effective when they're targeted at education, a treatment, and then programs to change people's behavior, like safe ride and rideshare programs.
It took about 3 months, 4 months before I was able to really walk.
Before the accident, Jennifer was a fitness enthusiast and an avid runner. She underwent 5 surgeries during her 15 days in the hospital. Doctors have told her she won't run again.
If the law had been different, if he hadn't been able to be signed out, then he wouldn't have hit me. It wouldn't have happened. Since I can't go back and change what happened to me, I'd like to prevent this from happening to somebody else in the future.
This is not the first time lawmakers have tried to strengthen Wisconsin's drunk driving laws. But this session, it could gain traction. A handful of Republican lawmakers support it, and Democratic Governor Tony Evers says he believes it is time to make a change. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You can read more about this story and see the rest of our series, High Tolerance, at WPR.org/alcohol. Now we continue our conversation about OWI laws in Wisconsin. You can join in at 800-642-1234. What do you think of the idea of stricter punishments for repeat drunk driving, for first-time drunk driving, what do you think is the right way to tackle this problem? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Will Cushman joins us. He's associate editor of WisContext and author of the piece, OWIs in Wisconsin are dropping, but there are still tens of thousands each year. Will, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks for having me, Rob.
Well, there seems to be a consensus, Will, that we have too much drunk driving still in Wisconsin. But you do, looking back over the long term, see some good news. What do you see when we look at rates of accidents, fatalities, and arrests over the 20, 30 years?
Sure. They're going down quite a bit. In particular, the data around arrests show that from about 2007 to 2017, the number of OWI arrests in the state has declined by about half. So that's quite a big decline in 10 years.
And that, as always, when you look at numbers, that could mean fewer people are driving drunk. It could mean that there's less enforcement. There's no indication, though, that there's less enforcement going on.
Right. No, there isn't. We actually were trying to figure out some of the reasons why there is such a big reduction in the number of OWI arrests over 10 years. And it seems that there are a couple laws that were passed in the late 2000s that might be in play there.
Yeah, what are those laws that might have sent that message?
Sure. First, in 2008, Wisconsin became an implied consent state. Basically, that means that anyone who's driving on a public roadway in Wisconsin they're considered to have given consent for a blood draw or a breathalyzer test, any other test by if law enforcement requests it to check their blood for intoxicants, including alcohol. And then a couple years later, Wisconsin Act 100 increased the penalties for OWIs kind of across the board, including a requirement for ignition interlock devices for OWI offenders if they had a BAC of 0.15, which is about double the legal limit, and all repeat offenders as well.
Now, we're lucky when we get to read your pieces like this, Will. We get to see the end result. It took some doing to break down these numbers because of how things are reported at different levels to the county, to the state. What kind of obstacles do we run into when we try to figure out how much drunk driving we have?
Right. When I started reporting this story, I think I was a little naive about how easy it would be to get this data. It actually was pretty hard not super hard, but harder than I thought it would be. And that's partly because several different agencies track different types of OWI data. So the Department of Justice tracks arrests, the Department of Transportation tracks convictions, the Department of Corrections tracks sentences if they are for felony OWIs or for OWIs where the sentence includes state prison or probation time. And then the hardest bit of data, which we actually were not able to get, is the sentencing records for those lower level offenses, the offenses that are not felonies. So that's first, second, and third offense OWIs. And that's because each of Wisconsin's 72 counties maintains those records. And when there are thousands of OWIs every month, trying to get a hold of those records from one county, let alone all 72, is quite a task.
You mentioned repeat offenders. What do we know about the role that the repeat offender, the person getting the fourth or fifth, or we see in the paper 10th or 12th drunk driving arrest, have on these numbers?
The number of repeat offenders has gone down as well, pretty much across the board, until you get up to the 10th plus repeat offenders. So the state data goes all the way up to 15th OWI. And for 10 to 15th, that we didn't really see a reduction in those over the last 10 years, but there's only up to about a dozen every year anyway. So I wouldn't necessarily expect there to be a big reduction. But in first offense, second offense, third, fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh, you see a reduction kind of across the board over the last 10 years.
When it comes to punishment for just about any crime, there's some discretion for prosecutors and judges over how much of that penalty to assess. What do we see when it comes to drunk driving? Are people at the light end of the range, middle, or top?
Yeah. The Department of Corrections data show that the sentences are generally on the lighter side of the penalties that are prescribed in statutes. Again, that data that we got only applies to fourth and up OWIs. But we did see that while the average sentence fell within those penalty prescriptions, it ended up being on the lighter side. But I should say that we only were able to get those sentencing data in aggregate, so like an average of the sentences that were handed down. And I do know that a 2015 investigation by some other newspapers in Wisconsin showed that sentencing varies drastically depending on the judge who is doing the sentencing.
Talking to Will Cushman with WisContext about his look at drunk driving arrests and convictions in Wisconsin. You can see his reporting and the charts he put together at wiscontext.org. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you surprised to hear the number of OWI arrests has gone down over the years in Wisconsin? Do you think stricter drunk driving laws would help reduce drunk driving even more? What changes, if any, do you think lawmakers should make to our drunk driving laws? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. We'll continue the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our conversation about drunk driving here in Wisconsin, what the numbers tell us, and efforts to change the state's drunk driving laws. Will Cushman is with us from WisContext. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. Do you think Wisconsin needs to change its laws when it comes to drunk driving? What kind of changes would you like to see? Have you been affected by a drunk driving accident yourself? If you're a member of law enforcement, what do you see when it comes to drunk drivers? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll go to your calls. Jane is with us in Madison. Jane, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What do you think, Jane?
Well, I don't think we need to toughen our laws, but what I think we really need to do is we need to change the culture in Wisconsin, and we should attack it somewhat the way we did with the smoking campaigns and eliminate advertising for alcohol products. We need to not make it so romantic and like it's something you have to do all the time.
Jane, thanks a lot for that call. We'll go now to Paul with us in Janesville. Paul, hi.
Hi. I would like to focus on the bar. I think most drunk driving starts at a bar, and therefore I would like to see the rules stricter and would appreciate if you'd let me get through my short list. Number one, all personnel serving alcohol should have to have a bartender's license. That's not currently the case. Only a bartender has to be on the premises. I'd like to see video camera surveillance whenever the bar is open, so it's easier to see if a bartender is over-serving. I'd like to see a breathalyzer at the door that the customer can choose or not choose to use. Also, I'd like to see bars required to have food service instead of just being able to sell only alcohol.
Paul, thanks a lot for the call. So we've heard a couple different callers there, Will. One saying, don't make it stricter. It's a culture message. One saying, make it stricter in this one particular way. Over time, it seems like Wisconsin has slowly moved in the direction of stricter drunk driving laws and enforcement.
That's true. Yeah. Including until fairly recently, actually, in December 1st of last year, 2018, new law went into effect that permanently revokes licenses for repeat offenders for the fourth offense and up, which is new in Wisconsin. Before, there was never a lifetime revocation of a driver's license, no matter how many times you were drunk driving.
And what do we look like when we see look at data for sentences of felony OWI offenses in particular? As we've mentioned a lot in this series, first offense is not even a misdemeanor. It takes a while to get to felonies. What did you see when you started to look at felony data in Wisconsin over the years?
Yeah, the data looks like, so what we got from Department of Corrections was from 2011 through 2018. Mm-hmm. And the sentences are getting ever so slightly harsher over that time period, not by a lot, but a little bit harsher. And the sentences, as we talked about a little bit earlier, are generally on the lighter side of what's prescribed in penalties.
We're talking about drunk driving in Wisconsin, the data that we've seen, the changes over the years in enforcement, arrests, and crashes and fatalities. Will Cushman is with us from WisContext, and we're getting your thoughts on what, if anything, you want to see change in Wisconsin's laws and maybe experiences you've had yourself. We'll go back to your calls now. Anita is on the line in Whitewater. Anita, hi.
Hi, this is Anita.
What did you want to tell us about, Anita?
Well, I wanted to call in and relay my experience as a victim of a woman who had three OWIs, suspended license, uninsured, hits me head-on in my lane, couldn't miss her. She, before we went to trial, had two more OWIs, and I testified they were going to give her 6 months. And this is after five, after totaling my car. I went to a trauma center. A year and a half later, I have permanent damage. You know, a couple $100,000 in medical and all of that kind of thing. So I'm very much in favor of strengthening our lives. The victims, we have to think about the victims, not only someone like myself, but I have grandkids in my car on a regular basis, and God forbid they were with me that day because they could have been seriously injured or killed. So I just... You know, we need to do something in Wisconsin to do better. I mean, the victims and what you do to people who are injured with irresponsible drivers who are drinking and driving, and it's really a concern.
Anita, thank you so much. I'm sorry you went through that horrifying experience, but thank you for sharing that story with us. And Will, we were talking about the numbers on those repeat offenders, like the person who crashed into Anita. It almost seems like that's a special subcategory as lawmakers look at this that is just a particular subset of this problem that they're tackling.
Yeah, but it's a persistent one. Mm-hmm. The data showed us that while convictions across the board have been falling since the late 2000s, including for most repeat offenders, the proportion of convictions for OWIs that are for repeat offenders has held remarkably steady at about 1 in 3 convictions. So even as the total number of OWI convictions and then repeat offenders has fallen across the state in all counties, that proportion remains pretty steady. It's fallen a little bit, but it remains pretty steady at about 1 in 3 OWI convictions in the state is for a repeat offender.
Anita, thanks again and best wishes as you continue to recover. Back to your calls. Tom is with us in Oconomowoc. Tom, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good. What did you want to bring up, Tom?
You know, the strengthening of the laws has reduced the number of convictions in the last 10 years by half, but also Uber has done so. And to verify that, you just ask any Uber driver.
Tom, thanks for the call. So, Will, I don't know if this comes out in the data you looked at, but is that a going theory that maybe more availability of another way to get home from the bar probably is helping here?
Yeah, I think that's really interesting, Tom. I've heard that anecdotally as well, but and I did look at that in the data. So Uber came to Madison and Milwaukee markets in the beginning of 2014. So I looked at the data to see if there was an extra reduction in convictions after 2014. I didn't really see anything. I should mention I'm not a professional statistician or a social scientist, mm-hmm. so my findings are take them for what they are. But I did not find an association with rideshare apps coming to a market and a reduction in OWIs.
Thanks for that call. But also, I mean, just looking at the charts, I'm not a statistician either, but the drops were happening before the year that ride sharing started.
Exactly. They were. They started in about 2008.
Thanks for that call. Let's go to Bob now in Roberts. Bob, hi.
Hey, so I think they should strengthen the laws quite a bit. I've actually known quite a few people that have had multiple DUIs or DWIs, and even having two or three offenses, they still think it's okay where they're like, oh, it's all right, I'm just going to go in for the weekend if I get caught. I think the first time I can understand, you know, if you go out to like dinner or something with your family or whatever it may be, you know, you have a couple drinks. Okay, first offense, kind of a more of a slap on the wrist. But if you're doing it more than once, there's a habit being built there that's not positive.
Bob, thanks a lot for the call. And so people will, I assume, are taking data like yours and try to figure out, as Bob was, what works for each level. So what kind of things are you watching for now, Will, as we see new efforts in the legislature and where the trends are going to go in the future? What's the next part of the story that you're watching for?
I think it will be interesting to see if first offense OWIs are criminalized. Right now, the only time that a first offense OWI is a misdemeanor offense in Wisconsin is if a passenger in the car is under 16. Otherwise, it's, as we heard, just a traffic violation. I would also be interested to see if the sentencing for other OWIs might become harsher. Right now, there is no confinement sentence for first or second offense OWIs, so no jail time. And then third offense, the minimum jail time is 5 days. And we saw in the data for other OWI convictions that the sentencing tends to be on that lighter side.
We'll leave it there. Will, thanks a lot for sharing your data with us.
Thanks so much, Rob.
That's Will Cushman, associate editor at WisContext. He was with us today to talk about his story looking at drunk driving trends in Wisconsin and some of the state's laws dealing with OWIs. You can find his piece online at wiscontext.org and find lots more from our series High Tolerance over at wpr.org/alcohol.